Hi everybody. It's another late night and I have another case of drinking too many caffeine drinks. So I am going to do an attempt on my own questionnaire, if that's allowed, I think. Meh. I'll just go for it. Because I've got nothing else to do. And talking about music is one of my favorite things in the whole universe. So yeah. But without further ado, let's get started. Okay, choose one. Ah, fuck it. Name your top five favorite songs, bands, singers, and albums. I'm gonna do all three, 'cause I'm an overachiever that way. I try to be an overachiever. So I'm gonna start off with my top five favorite bands and singers, and here they are. Number one. It's the Who, 'cause that was one of the first bands I've ever got into because my dad, he listens to a lot of classic rock, and so do I. And number two, the Beatles, of course. Number three is Yes. Number four, Genesis, and number five, Queen. Yeah, so and top five songs, and they're not in any particular order, just like the bands I did for the top five I did for the bands and singers. I'm sorry if I sound flat. I'm just kind of sleepy, kind of. Well, top five songs. Rough Bo Well, number one is Rough Boys by Pete Townshend. Ugh. I have a weak spot over that song. It's just so damn rocking. It's just. And especially, I like the line, "Tough boys, come over here. I want to bite and kiss you." 'Cause that kind of relates to my latest fetish now. Biting, of course. Yeah, I want to bite and kiss you. Rough Boys. And besides, the whole song is just rocking, and the whole song is rocking. Okay, it's just an awesome song. Pete Townshend is a very brilliant musician and a very talented songwriter, so he's got a lot of good songs, but I think Rough Boys, he might have hit his peak there. And number two for my favorite song, Heart of the Sunrise by Yes, because I just, yeah, as I previously mentioned, I am obsessed with Yes. I am just completely and totally in love with their music. And especially this song, Heart of the Sunrise. I mean, come on. The way they just go from going just wild with the uneven time signatures, and then they just go into this dreamlike state in their music. It shows you that they're very capable of being, let's see. They're very capable of just practicing variety. It's awesome. And besides, the bass in that song, I mean, the bass in any Yes song is just one of the key essentials in Yes's sound. So, yeah. Number three, A Case of You by Joni Mitchell. Ugh. And I've got a soft I've got a soft spot for that song as well. Because Joni Mitchell has got the voice of an angel. And Joni Mitchell has always been one of my favorite songwriters and singers. And she has been a pretty influential person. She's be always been an influence in some of my poems, especially that one I wrote, the recent one where I kind of twisted around the lines. I could drink a case of you, but I would still be on my feet. In my latest poem, My Favorite Kind of Misery, I said that I could drink cases and cases of him and get drunk off his sex and hunger for me, and I would still be able to stand on my own 2 feet. And it's sort of like an allusion, it is an allusion to to that, to the chorus of A Case of You. I could drink a case of you and still be on my feet. And I don't know, ever since I did that, I also recorded it, a cover version of that with a Redditor friend of mine, and it's been my favorite song ever since. And ever since I saw the movie Practical Magic, of course. A number four. Number four. Ooh, gee. Helter Skelter by by the Beatles, because it's very unusual to, you know, usually you kind of know them for these love songs like If I Fell or like Michelle and all that, and then they come out with something hard and heavy, Helter Skelter, and I don't know why, it's just one of my favorite songs ever, because you kind of got to hear that sort of sound from the Beatles that you've haven't witnessed before, and it's just they rocked it. They fucking rocked that song. And number five favorite song, shit, I'd say, oh God, Frick, 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 The Show Must Go On by Queen. Because even though that song is depressing as hell, because whenever I see the video to it, and it just it recaps of all the music videos that Freddie Mercury was in, all the Queen music videos they did, they recapped a lot of clips from it. It just depresses me because that he wasn't really in the music video. That was actually the last music video that Freddie Mercury ever appeared in was These Are the Days of Our Lives, and you know that, and then, yeah, I don't know, The Show Must Go On, it was that song. This is where Freddie Mercury just wails the shit out of this song. He blows my mind. And even, he was, I mean, he hit rock bottom health-wise, but yet I don't see how he could be that capable of just singing these notes and belting that high. How are you capable of doing that? That is excellent showsmanship right there. Freddie Mercury, very, very talented man. He's fucking awesome. And top five albums. Okay, let's see. Number one, two, three, four, five. Okay, The White Album by the Beatles. I grew up listening to that album ever since I was three, and I never really got why they kind of included that song, Revolution Number 9. I remember when I was three, I used to play that over and over, and now I don't do that anymore because it kind of trips me the heck out. Kind of freaks me out a little, but all the other songs are fine. I really liked Back in the USSR. That was one of my favorite songs off of that album too. Oh, and number two, The Night at the Opera by queen. I'd say that was one of my moments of childhood where I first discovered that album, and I listened to this one song of theirs, the Prophet's Song. It was just amazing. Number three, Lamb Lies Down on Broadway by Genesis. It's one of the best concept albums that has ever been released. And just, yeah, Peter Gabriel writes a lot of these crazy, twisted lyrics, and then it's just like, it's awesome. Yeah. And number five, I'd say Fragile by Yes, because there's not one single dog on that album ever. Because every song on that album, in my opinion, is just it's too good not to listen to it. And one of the songs I really liked off that album, other than Roundabout, of course, is South Side of the Sky. Because, yeah, it's a little nice ditty about these people climbing up the mountain in a snowstorm, and then they end up dying and going to heaven. Wow, that's very cheerful. But yet, I really do like, I love the whole instrumentation, and Rick Wakeman is one of the best keyboard players out there. So yeah. Yeah, and on to number two, finally. The first concert you remember seeing, whether it be in person or on TV. Actually, the first concert I've ever seen on TV, it was on TV, was the Roger Daltrey concert, where he sang a bunch of Who songs at the Carnegie Hall, and he had the Juilliard Orchestra backing him up. And that has always been my favorite concert to watch ever, because just, and I've always kind of just it just brings me back whenever I watch that concert. I kind of start getting these chill bumps, and I get a little teary-eyed, cause that's nostalgia for me. That is really. I have a thing for orchestras, and somehow they're so beautiful that they make me cry. Especially when they do Love Rain or Me. You have got to listen to that version. If I could find, I doubt there's a version of that on YouTube. But if I get a DVD of that, if I do get a DVD of that, I'm gonna post it on YouTube. and that is one of the best versions of Love Rain or Me I've ever heard. And yeah, just that kind of proves to you that sometimes an orchestra makes almost everything better. Almost everything better. All right, and number number 13. What the hell? Number three. A song or a band that you used to love when you were younger. I used to be a huge, huge Kiss fan from when I was three up to when I was in sixth grade. Yeah, I had a Kiss t-shirt. I bought my first Kiss t-shirt when I was in fifth grade, and I don't wear it anymore because, yeah, I kind of got tired of them. But you know what's so funny is, when I was younger, I had this cassette tape, this tape cassette of their greatest hits, I think. And I would go around the house just singing, "You pulled the trigger of my love gun," and I had no idea what it really meant. Pull the trigger of my love gun. Everybody, almost everybody knows what that means. I mean, if you really think about it, I mean, duh. Or you don't even have to think about it. Pull the trigger of my love gun. Really? That doesn't leave that much to the imagination. So yeah. I can't believe my parents let that slide. I just can't believe that. Anyway. Yeah. And oh, and another singer that I used to like when I was younger, Mariah Carey. Because when I was little, I used to just struggle and strive to sing just as high as her, and that it never sounded good. It just plummeted downhill whenever I tried to hit those really whistle high notes. See, I can't do it. And see, this is the con of being an alto. Let me tell you, folks, this is the con of being an alto. You can't be able to hit that high unless you have a very wide vocal range. And I'm sad. Well, no, not that sad, because that would just tear up my vocal cords, and we don't want that. Okay. And number four, if you can tattoo a line from a song somewhere on your body, which lyric would it be and where would you put it? You know, I'm kind of torn between either putting this line from a Yes song called To Be Over. It's from their Relayer album. It's Be Ready to Be Loved. I was thinking about putting it on my forearm, I think, in the inside of my forearm. Or either that, or have it's not an actual line, but it's a name of a song, another Yes song, Tempest Fugit. I would like to have Tempest Fugit tattooed across the inside of my wrist, because Tempest Fugit is Latin for time flies. Yeah, Tempest Fugit. So, and that's a good song, by the way. It's very good. Number five, do you play any musical instruments? Is there one that you want to take up learning? Yes. I do play a musical instrument. I play the piano. I play the piano, and I have a Yamaha keyboard, and I make sure that I play it almost every day because, yeah, it's fun playing it when you kind of it fights off boredom and it kind of gives you ideas on what to do next, you know. As in instruments that I want to take up learning, I want to take up playing the guitar, or even better yet, the bass guitar, because most of the music I've been raised listening to, that I usually listen to, they're usually bass driven. Like, you know, you got everything from The Who to Yes to Funkadelic and all this kind of stuff. Sly and the Family Stone, you name it. It's all about the bass. And if I ever had the chance to, I want to take up playing the bass guitar right after I learn how to play the regular guitar. I want to take up playing the bass guitar because there's just too many good bass players out there influencing me. I mean, you name it. John Entwistle, Chris Squire, Tony Levin, Les Claypool, all of them, they're freaking awesome. And I wouldn't doubt one bit that they would be influential to whenever I take up learning bass guitar. And of course, Geddy Lee, 'cause why not? I love Rush. Yeah. All right, number six. Is there a certain song or songs that makes you horny without fail? Oh, now, one or two people mentioned this song, and I have to say Nine Inch Nails, Closer. Because, I mean, which kind of girl would not have her panties melting off just by hearing Trent Reznor just saying, "I want to fuck you like an animal"? Because by the time he says that, I'm like, yes, please. It just says it with so much conviction and just so much raw emotion. It's just, yeah, You can't turn down an offer like that. I want to fuck you like an animal. Sign me up. Another song. Oh, Do Me Baby by Prince. Oh, especially the end, the last 2 or 3 minutes of that song. Oh, sorry, I'm getting a little wound up here. yeah, just hearing Prince just moaning. Are you sure you don't want to close your eyes? It just makes me feel tingly all over. Any kind of Prince song would get me going. 'Cause yeah, Prince is a sexy man. To me, he is. So yeah. number 7, a song that everyone hates but you love. Bop. Bop by Hanson. Yeah, that, I would have to go with that. Bop, because yeah, it's one of my childhood memories. It's counterpart to him because I used to listen to Hanson a lot when I was about 3 or 4, and just I don't know. Whenever I listen to that song, it kind of takes me back to just being carefree and, oh yeah, 3 years old. And yeah, no responsibility at all. Okay, yeah. And a song that everyone loves but you hate. I don't know if everybody loves that song, but I know that I hate it too. Turned Down For What? I first heard it the first few times at my nephew's baseball game, and they played it to death. And for the first 5 times, after that, I just got tired of it. Except when I watched the Musicalist music video versions of it. it's just so hilarious because there was this one version they did with the guy when he grabbed the phone. He screamed into the phone. He's like, "Turned down for what?" Like that. It's just. My stomach was hurting from laughing so hard. I just couldn't, 'cause it actually sounded like that to me. 'Cause yeah, you can't just say turn down for what. You have to like scream it out. Yeah, turn down for what? Yeah, I'll turn it down for that. I hate that song. Okay, and number 8. If you starred in any musical of your choice, which character would you want to portray? I'm kind of torn between playing Elphaba from Wicked or maybe Mary Magdalene from Jesus Christ Superstar. Well, I would probably take doing the role of Mary Magdalene from Jesus Christ Superstar because yeah, that's one of my favorite musicals of all time, if not being number one on my musical theater list of favorites, along with Grease and Evita and all them. Yeah. I know I'm not that much of a musical nut, but I like Jesus Christ Superstar the best. Yeah. Because it's got a lot of wicked singing. Oof. God. Okay, if you were an exotic dancer, what would be your go-to song to strip to? Oh, shit. Tape You by NERD? Or either that or Would You Mind by Janet Jackson. Ooh, yeah. Would You Mind by Janet Jackson does the trick. That would definitely be a stripper song for me because of the slow, sexy rhythm to it and just her moans and groans just mixing into it perfectly. Ugh. Now, I should have mentioned that being one of the songs that makes me fucking horny as hell. Would You Mind by Janet Jackson. Oh, along with Throb. Along with Throb. Oh, God, yes. Throb by Janet Jackson. That would be my go-to stripping song. Sexy as hell. Number 10. If you were to record and release an album, what would be its title? Please explain. Oh, So it's gonna be after a line from The Who's I'm One from their album Quadrophenia. And now I'm beating myself up for not including it in my top five favorite albums. Quadrophenia, of course. It's a line from I'm One, and it's a finger so clumsy, voice too loud. Yeah, 'cause that describes me in many ways. In two ways exactly. Finger so clumsy, voice too loud. I mess up too much when I play the piano, and I kind of have the dis the I sing too loud. My voice is just way too strong. It's just way too strong than I would like it to be. That my voice carries. I mean, in some instances, I don't mind that my voice carries, but then again, I'm just like, whoa, I am so sorry for hurting your eardrums. But then I'll kind of, no, I'm not. yeah, that and sexual terms too, fingers too clumsy, voice too loud. Pretty explanatory. Self-explanatory. And 11. Is there a famous musician or musicians that you want to fuck? Please do tell. Now, if I could jump back in time, I would definitely do Peter Gabriel. Because back in the 70s, he was just, even though he was a weird-looking fellow back then, having the middle of his head shaved. That didn't matter. Oh my gosh. Just, if you see his earlier performances with Genesis, you could see why I want to bang him, because just the demeanor in his performance is just sort of awkward, but then again, it's just like he puts so much feeling into it, so much sensuality, sexuality to it. I mean, it doesn't even matter. 'Cause, I mean, he could wear the kookiest costume, and especially goes for during the Lamb Lies Down on Broadway tour, where he was wearing this ridiculous, ugly costume, the Slipperman costume. I just, ugh. Now I didn't like that one, but I did have a pretty big crush on him whenever he came out wearing a fox head mask and he was wearing a red dress. But that didn't change my opinion of him, of how I want to fuck him. Who else? Another musician I would like to go back in time and do. Chris Squire. Of course, because, ugh, them hands, man, them hands. You ought to look at the size of his hands. Just, they're big, they're big. And just listening to him talk, too, ugh. Listening to Chris Squire talk, I could just go to sleep just listening to him talk, because it's just so honey-laden, and just, I have a thing for English accents, obviously. So, yeah. And other accents as well. I want to go back in time and bang every progressive rock musician that I could possibly find. Yeah, and especially goes for Keith Emerson, 'cause he was a babe back then too. So yeah. I've spent almost 30 minutes rambling about music, and I need to go to bed. I need to go to bed, 'cause I'm just spent. I hope you enjoyed that, and I'll see y'all later. Talkish Trooper, signing off.